You know, no man, no woman is an island unto themselves, not even in the area of the most power you can think of. And do that sometime. Think about people that you believe are completely self-sufficient. They roll on their own. They roll their own way. No one ever upsets their apple cart or tells them what to do in any way, shape, or form. And I would say it's probably not true. Well, who are the people you lean on? And who are the people who lean on you a little bit in a good way, not a bad way, and not socially distant either, because you know what I'm saying. Not physically leaning necessarily, but leaning on you a little bit or vice versa. It's we live in those kind of times right now. I wanted to talk about it this morning with a good doctor, Dr. John Braccio. The webcast or the web page is for the podcast, rather, is drjohnb.com. And he's with me right now. Good morning, sir. Welcome.
Well, good morning to you, Dave. And the reason we are talking about this topic is, really, there's so many people now in turmoil. A lot of people hurting financially, a lot of people concerned for the future. And it's a time there are people, and I'm aware of a few right now, that are asking for support and help. And I think that is a positive thing, okay, and if it's needed. The concern, of course, is there are people that just can't do this or they feel they can't do it. Part of this is the all-sufficient person of myth, meaning I don't ask anyone, I do everything myself. I think it's a good goal to try to be totally independent as much as possible, but we need people, we need mentors, we need people to talk to. And the idea of not wanting to bother or be a burden to someone, there are people that really want to help. It could be family, it could be friends. We need to take that into account. I think the idea, sometimes people say, I've always helped others, and I would not want to show weakness here, wouldn't want to bother people.
Okay.
And then people could see weakness and use it for humiliation or give people a hard time. But people that actually believe that, they have that negative of a view, and that often is a self-image or kind of a way they put themselves as the invincible one. And a lot of people don't want to admit personal flaws. They don't want to be judged negatively. It can be false pride. It can be fear of rejection. Believe the problem is too big for others to help. It could be depression, which clouds the person's possibility of someone being able to help them. Fear of even giving up control of something a person can't, control. They can't control that. So, but generally, help is a good human condition. And I think that the idea of the golden rule of do unto others you'd have them do unto you, it really works both ways. There are times that we can be a mentor. There are times that we can be helpful. And there are times that others can be a mentor and help us. We all need people along the road of life that can be helpful to us. And we need to learn to be able to ask respectfully and realistically, and just part of the give and take of healthy life. And many people really can't do that, and we're running into that now. I mean, there are going to be some people, I just happen to know a few, that have talked to me about how can I ask for support, for help during this time.
Right.
And I always make the point, hat in hand, being open, being honest, not humiliating self, but just saying what's needed. Try to talk in person. Don't just send an email or talk on the phone. But these are difficult times, and even not in difficult times, there are times we need people to advise us in terms of job opportunities, life opportunities, educational opportunities. And it's something we need to really work on as human beings, not to fear asking for support or help. That's part of life. I don't mean to become a totally dependent taker.
Well, I was about to ask you about that, Doc, because as I go down the list, I think it's important here that you say, and you have said, as a whole, that these kind of beliefs can be self-defeating individually and not taken to extremes. They can be attributes, but when in totality and when you start compiling, then they can be problematic for a person, right?
Well, yes, that is true. I'm running into this, too, with some older parents, persons that don't want to be a burden, okay? And I'm not talking about being a tremendous burden, but some parents really need more support than they're getting. And a lot of times, children are willing to do that. A lot of times, people are so busy in their life, they're not even thinking about maybe it'd be good to take mom or dad, to pick something up or do something. So it's a time on all sides. We all need to be looking about good intentions and trying to be helpful. But it is something to take a look at the ability to ask for support, ask for help, that this is a skill many people really don't have, and many people believe it's the wrong thing to do, that they have to be totally independent. Mm-hmm. I'm fully supporting the idea that if you can lead a life the most supportive of yourself by being independent, doing for yourself, that is good. However, ideas, concepts, support, I'm not talking about just money or things like this. We're talking mm-hmm. about advice on how to lead your life. It could relate to marriage. It could relate to finances. It could relate to education. It could relate to friendships. It could relate to spirituality. It can relate to a whole series of areas, all aspects of our life, actually. So this is the time to be open, be willing to talk, being open, you know, being willing to share and not feel that you're going to be humiliated. Now, part of it, of course, is try to stay away from people that you think might
well, that's true.
Using you, but, being negative. There are people that the last thing you'd want to do is ask them for support, because all of a sudden everybody would be aware, you know, who you're talking
right.
about.
Right. People have
good judgment.
Don't have proper discretion, and
yes.
and that is very important, too. If you're going to ask for help, you want to think about it that way. It's so one person is not equal necessarily to another. Do you think that, though, there's something about our culture? I think there's something in the American culture that really does celebrate the person who is fully independent, that never has to ask for help. And as a societal a thing that maybe other cultures and societies don't quite have the same. Ours is a little unique, maybe different. Does that come into play here in our culture?
I do believe that. Even the younger folks listening might not remember as well, but John Wayne kind of represented the
That's
American
true.
Man, you know, the guy who could handle any
right.
problems and always was there. Even on movie sets, they, as big as he was, they would lower the ceiling so he even looked bigger, if you can imagine that. So, but again, I think that type of a myth, the American myth, that can do anything, that is, you know, the mighty lumberjack. I mean, that's part of the American culture. And I think it's mm-hmm. a good part of the culture. I think it's led
yeah.
to enormous ingenuity, incredible achievement as a society, as a people, as individuals. However, when you take it to the extreme at the micro level, I think it can be destructive, because I mean, even in the myth, there are people, you can take Andrew Carnegie, he had so many people that helped him that he never forgot, I might add, people that helped him. Anybody who's really successful, there have been people that advised them, gave them good ideas.
Yep.
So the idea that you can lead a life alone is really a myth. We have to choose mentors and choose friends in a judicious manner. But if we make good choices, we're going to have people to give us advice, and we give them advice on a regular basis. And it's healthy, and it makes you feel good. You know, helping people is useful. Like, I feel what you do is very useful. You try to educate the public. You give information in addition to being a parent and a husband and a good human being. So these are things in life. If we help people, that's a useful thing. I try to do it. You hope you do anyway. That's kind of a goal. I think if you make the world better, you feel better.
I do. I'm not sure others would always agree with that, but there's always room for disagreement without being disagreeable. And if they are disagreeable, then I kind of try to tune that out. Because we get enough of that coming at us. But I your point is well taken. I get that, too. And I think, you know, with what we do here and what you bring to it, I mean, I was listening to your spot to the commercial, and I thought, you know, I've known the doc for a long time now, but I've got to know you better since I've done this show. I knew you before. But I knew you, you know, everybody doesn't know this, but the doc wrote some funny books back in the day. I don't mean funny, like, you know, hide this in the drawer. I mean funny, like, you know, books on humor involving Michigan State and football, whatever. And that's how I got to know you. You might have seen me on TV. I read these books, but I mean, I didn't know the depths of Dr. John Braccio until doing this, and the way to help people on a lot of different levels. And I think, and that comes from, you know what, Doc, that just takes time, and we have to be willing to devote the time to that. And learning how we can help others in our own way. And mine isn't to offer all of that expertise. That's yours. But mine is to offer a conduit and maybe a conversation that opens that door so we play our part. I kind of like that. I think that's a good thing.
Well, listen, thank you for the compliment. And I do really think you do a great job in terms of the conduit. That's a good way to put it. You bring information, but I will have got one more compliment. How does that sound? You do tend to understand, certainly in my field, you ask good questions, you have a background, and anytime we talk, you do spend the time to go back and try to understand what it is, what are the issues. And I think that's pretty good because, you know, I've done a lot of radio and TV work over the last 40 years. So, I mean, it's good that we can kind of work closely on that. And something like this, too, I think shows that when people try to be helpful to others, which you do and I think I try to do, that is a positive thing. And there's another point you mentioned I think is very true. Not everybody is wise, but in order to gain wisdom, we do need to live a long time, okay, in terms of really picking up the ideas, concepts, see experiences. And that's one thing that I've seen with people.
Wise people are people
that are sensitive, have had a lot of ups and downs. They haven't been all victories. But from it, they've learned how to live a life. And those are the people that we do want to be with in terms of seeking advice and having them try to be helpful to us. Mm-hmm. I think those are the gems. Those are the golden people in life. And sometimes people have access to them, and they just are blind to them or just choose not to utilize them. So it's part of our topic today. I think we want people to be seeking support and help in a judicious and fair way, in a good way. But if you need help, there are a lot of people that care, that want to be helpful. But part of that, of course, relates how helpful have you been? I mean, what type of person have you been? That has a lot to do with how people
absolutely.
Are going to react to you.
Well, and the help offered today by the good doc, Dr. John Braccio, PhD, Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. You can go to drjohnb.com. Podcast will be there shortly. Always good to talk to you, my friend. This is, you know what, I it's fun. Not every subject is enjoyable, but it's fun to go back and forth here in the inner sanctum of the mind and expand out on that. We do so each and every time. Take care.
Same to you, Dave. Have a great day, buddy.
All right, Bye-bye. Absolutely. The morning wake-up will be back here shortly. Now, I have learned a lot from the doc. There's no question about that. I'm going to say many years. I've been 5 years on the show. We're back on 1320. Don't go away. WILS.